Core podcast. We hope you'll enjoy this message by Pastor Joey Bonifacio.
We saw that there are disasters in Australia, a volcanic eruption in the Philippines, and this is all at the beginning month of the year. And in the midst of that, we saw just before the end of January, the spreading, ever-spreading virus. And there's a big picture to all that's happening here in different places of the world. And you might have smaller things that are going on in your life. And we ask the question, what is God doing when we see these things? And last week, we began with Hebrews chapter 12, verse 26, where it says, at that time, his voice shook the earth. But now, he has promised. And we talked about this idea of a promise. The promise from God that once more, I will shake not only the earth, but also the heavens. And this idea of shaking was what we discussed in terms of what God's word says about what is happening at this junction in our history. And verse 27 says, the words once more indicate the removing of what can be shaken. And we talked about this idea of God's promise to shake what can be shaken. And it's not because he just wants to give us a hard time. And he said that these created things are being shaken so that what cannot be shaken will remain. The goal of the shaking is not to give us a hard life. The goal of the shaking is to create stability in our lives. The good news is that we said that these shakings are literally great opportunities because we find great opportunities come with great obstacles. We find that this idea of stability is a promise from God. It's not the promise that we expect, but it's a promise from God nonetheless. Now, Joshua chapter 21, verse 45 says, not one of all of God's good promises to Israel failed. In other words, when God makes you a promise, it will not fail, and so also this promise of stability. But that stability comes with shaking. Now, it also says everyone will be fulfilled. In other words, these promises of God will be fulfilled in your life and in my life. But what the Bible says is every promise of God is a good promise. In other words, in the midst of the shaking, you need to trust and believe that whatever shaking is going on, this is for your good. And it will result in something good. Regardless of whether that's the volcanic eruption, the sovereignty of God is greater than that. And that shaking is actually the ticket to a breakthrough. Now, a shaking can either break you or result in a breakthrough for something that will take you to the next level. In thinking about how to illustrate this, I thought about the plane that sits in the Smithsonian Air and Space Museum in Washington, D.C., the Bell X-1, which was literally the first plane to ever break through what is known as the sound barrier, a obstacle in the air that prevents planes to travel faster. The sound barrier is a barrier, an invisible barrier, that sits in the skies that the plane flying and journeying through the heavens will have to fly and stop somewhere near that thing. It is, the sound barrier is a invisible barrier, and before that barrier you have this place of a lot of distortion and a lot of shaking and a lot of struggling because it was designed that way. And as planes get closer to this sound barrier, they stay comfortably behind it because if they get closer, there will be a violent shaking. The Bell X-1 was designed to go through these turbulence. Pilot after pilot after pilot attempted to go through the barrier, and as they got in, the violent shaking was so violent that they would back off. Until one day in October 14, 1947, a pilot went through the sound barrier. And he went through all the hardships and all the shakings, the violent shakings, but he stayed the course and pushed through the sound barrier. The sound barrier today can be seen in science as this invisible barrier. And planes pass through this barrier because what happens is the pressure, the sonic boom as they go through this, the pressure that goes into the plane causes them to push through and break through the sound barrier. And a sonic boom is heard. Boom. What's interesting is once they get through the sound barrier, planes can fly faster, higher, and more stable. And that's no different from you and I. Shaking is the prelude to breakthrough. And as we break through, we will find that our lives become more stable, more successful, and more purposeful as God has removed some of these things from our lives. Shaking is the key to our breakthrough. This is a picture of Chuck Yeager in October 14, 1947, the day he broke through. Yeager is now 97 years old. The interesting part of this story is that today, after Yeager broke through, anyone can break through. From Mach 1, they're now Mach 2, Mach 3, Mach 4, Mach 5, and now Mach 7, faster and higher and stronger, all the way into outer space. Because shaking can break you, or you can become, it can become your breakthrough. There's a story in the Bible about a man named Joseph, a young man whose life and destiny and purpose was revealed through shaking. In fact, the only way the opportunity, the greatest opportunity of his life, were ever going to come to pass was he would needed to first encounter a very violent shaking in his own life. Our opportunities may be filled with turbulence, and that's what happened to Joseph. And it's a good thing. God knew that for Joseph to be able to fulfill the destiny that he had for him, he needed to be unshakable. There was no way that Joseph could fulfill the great plans that God had for him had he not learned to survive shaking and have the character necessary for it. I want to ask you a question this morning. Can you think of lost opportunities from God because you didn't recognize them because you saw and thought that they were a shaking? Have you ever wondered if there were opportunities in your life that could have happened if you had not backed off because you didn't recognize that these were actually shakings, were opportunities being presented by God to bring you to your destiny? Ephesians chapter 5, verses 15 and 16 says, "Be very careful how you live." Be careful how you live, it says. "Not as unwise, but wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil." It says, making the most of every opportunity, regardless of the days are evil. Maybe they're bad situations, maybe they're obstacles, but it says, be very careful how you live. Don't be unwise, but be wise and make the most of every opportunity. And the key to that is found in the next verse. It says, therefore, do not be foolish. Don't be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. The key to understanding whether a turbulence is from God or an opportunity that God presents is to know God's will. And the key to knowing God's will is found in Romans chapter 12, verse 2. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Our minds need to be renewed in order to know God's will. Many times the reason why we miss God's purposes for our lives, God's destiny for our lives, is because we do not know what God's will is. Hence, the need to pray. Hence, the need to meditate on the Word of God. Because it says, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. That comes from the more you meditate on the Word of God, the more your mind is renewed. And then it goes on to say in the second half of that verse, then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is. His good, pleasing, and perfect will. We miss our opportunities in God because we have not the ability to be transformed in our minds in meditating on the Word of God. That was Joseph's story. His greatest opportunity lay behind a violent shaking to push him to a place where he would not want to go. If God were to tell him, here's what I need to do to you in order to take you to where I'm going, he probably would back off. And that's very typical of all of us. The story of Joseph is found in Genesis chapter 37 in verse 11. His brothers were jealous of him, the Bible says. But his father kept the matter in mind that there was something different about him because he had a dream from God. And then one day, when down further in the story, as Joseph was trying to bring some food for his brothers and trying to check on them as his father has instructed him, in verse 19 he says, they see him and he said, here comes the dreamer, they said to each other. Come now, they said, let's kill him. They wanted to kill their brother because they were jealous of him. There was something different about, and this is the actual story. Some of you may be familiar with the story, some of you may not be familiar with the story, but the story is these brothers wanted to kill him and throw him into the cistern. Now, here's what I need you to understand about shaking. Joseph was a young man with a dream and a vision from God. And this dream and vision from God was wasn't just his own selfish ambition. It was actually a dream that was from God. And maybe you have a dream from God, and maybe you're going through a shaking. You need to stay focused to know that that dream is from God. He was an honest man. He was honest about what he knew, maybe a little bit too presumptuous. Maybe he spoke out of turn or too fast. But he was honest about what he saw. He saw a vision from God. Most of all, he was faithful and obedient to his father, and he was loving to his brothers. Here's the question I want to pose to you as we continue with meditating on the Word of God. Have you ever said to yourself or thought, what have I done to deserve a bad situation? You know, sometimes we think that, and you know, when you start thinking that way and dive into self-pity, you're going to miss the will of God for your life. Have you ever find yourself to say, what have I done, God, that I deserve this kind of shaking? What have I done that this year, what kind of a God are you? And not realizing that this very shaking is the very source of your breakthrough and your destiny. Isaiah chapter 55 verse 8 says, my thoughts are not your thoughts. God has a bigger picture than you or I or anyone else. And when we try to think that we know better than God, we get into trouble. He says, not only are your thoughts not my thoughts, my ways are not your ways. My ways are very different from your ways. And this is the declaration of God, that we more we understand that our ways and our thoughts are very far from God's ways and thoughts, the more we can trust that in the midst of the shaking is probably, in all likelihood, the breakthrough and the very destiny and the stability that we're all looking for. In verse 9, it says, as the heavens are higher than the earth. In other words, do not even attempt to guess what God's doing, but trust him in the midst of your shaking. That's why prayer is so vital. That's why understanding God's will by meditating on his word is so key to your stability. And that's what he's doing. The greatest opportunity is not that you're going to get a better job or more money. The greatest opportunity is that you finally learn how to trust God in the midst of the shaking. And as far as the heavens is higher than the earth, my ways are higher and my thoughts are higher. Let me give you, before you walk out of an opportunity, we lose opportunities from God because we refuse to trust God. The opportunities that God has for us, we are lost because we refuse to go to him in prayer and to trust him in the midst of a shaking, whatever that shaking is that we're experiencing. We lose those opportunities when we insist on our limited understanding and ways. And that's when we start wondering, what's going on? Why isn't life happening for me? And I want you to ponder that as you fellowship with others after this broadcast, after this meeting. I want you to think about that. What opportunities have we lost because we refuse to trust God? And what times have we insisted on our limited understanding and ways and insist, God, I want it this way. And think about Joseph insisting that that was the way God should do things for him rather than God knowing the only way to be the governor and the ruler of Egypt was to go through the shaking. A third question I want to pose to you, were there opportunities that could have been realized if you have stayed the course? Pondering again, Joseph giving up and saying, God, this is such a bad thing. I haven't done anything wrong. I'm actually a good guy. I'm actually an obedient son. I'm actually kind to my brothers. I don't know why they hate me. But he didn't do that. He didn't let go of the opportunity. In Hebrews chapter 10, verse 35, it says, so do not throw away your confidence. It will be richly rewarded. When you are going through a shaking, do not throw away your confidence. Do not give up and stay the course because the Bible says it will be richly rewarded. Verse 36 says you need to persevere, stay the course, so that when you have done the will of God, and that's the key right there. And that's why meditating and praying is so critical, because you should be praying, God, I want to do your will. I don't want my will. I want your will. And I want to meditate on that and pray that in. It says that if you persevere so that when you have done the will of God, you will receive what he has promised. That's powerful, isn't it? A powerful truth, a very simple truth, that when we allow God shaking in our lives and trust him and pray to him and meditate on his word, we find the breakthrough And in that breakthrough, we find stability in the future, the greater heights that God takes us. A point I want to make to you as you, and take a screenshot of these things. And when you're going through the week and read these verses and meditate on them and allow the Holy Spirit to speak to you through some of these points and some of these verses. I want to make this point. To avoid the shaking in our lives is to avoid God-given opportunities. Don't avoid the shaking that God creates. Go and pray and seek Him and ask Him, Lord, is this Your will for my life in this season? It's a mistake to think that you won't experience shaking just because you haven't done anything wrong. That would be a mistake. It's a promise. Because it's not just because you did something wrong that God shakes you. It's because He wants to remove things from you that are shakable so that the only thing that stays with you is that which is unshakable. Number three, recognize God's opportunities by understanding God's will. The more you understand God's will, His Word, the Scriptures, the Bible, the more you meditate on that Word day and night, the more you're going to recognize God's opportunities because you know His will. Accepting God's promise of shaking is the key to receiving all of God's good promises. The more we accept God's promise of shaking, we literally turn the key to receiving all of God's good promises for us. As I close this moment of the Word, stay the course. Persevere. And how do you do that? Pray, meditate, fellowship with other believers, and go live the life that God intended for you to have.
Thank you for listening to the Every Nation Singapore podcast. We hope you've been blessed by today's message. For more information, visit everynation.org.sg.